This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm already laughing. We haven't even started the show, and it isn't anything Super Don did. I'm laughing at one of our YouTube viewers. Can we start the YouTube a little before we start the live radio show? And she's checking in on her husband because her husband evidently works at a pharma plant and got some binders sprayed in his eye. I don't know, binding agent for a pill? And was asking if it's okay to spray the silver. And it just as we're about to go to Air Superdot, I read this comment from her. It just made me laugh. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself. Because I basically sprayed silver into my own eye at that time because I have happy eyes when I do that. They're just a little tired. I didn't put any pharmaceutical pill binders in my eyes, but my eyes were like, yeah, spraying some silver in my eyes. So she says, okay, good, because I said, yeah, I think it's okay, because he's just chicken, so I wanted you to say it's okay. Her husband.
Wow.
she called her husband a chicken.
Chicken, so he's chicken to spray silver in his eyes?
Right, and I'm using...
Dude, there are so many other things that you could be chicken than doing that. That's really, it's harmless. It might sting a little bit, but other than that...
Now, only he knows who he is. Nobody knows on the radio show who he is. So if he's going to be mad at his wife for saying it, don't be mad because it's kind of funny. And I'm sure there are things my wife has said that about me about. So, what do we got to do?
What's your chicken?
About stuff. Yeah, I'm sure.
About stuff.
Yeah. I'm thinking about what I'm chicken to do. You know, not a big fan of raw tomatoes. So you could say, he's chicken to eat them. It's not
what?
That I don't and haven't.
No. But, come on. Seriously?
Yeah, I'm with George Carlin on this. You know that. It's been a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
God didn't
that
finish
is
the
just,
tomato.
I would have never. I expect you to be like, you know.
I'll grow them.
Dancing around with raw tomatoes.
I grow them for other people. I grow them for my
wife.
You're
the garden dude.
It doesn't mean I have to eat them.
Wow.
You know,
wow. I think everybody just learned something today.
I think that's old news. Super Don, do you remember George Carlin, what he said about tomatoes? I just repeated it.
I sort of recall that's one that I haven't heard in a while.
He said, God didn't finish the tomato. You cut it open, you look at it, it's still in the larval stage.
Yes.
Kind of gross. But,
yes.
You know, slice it. And
I like raw tomatoes. I think they're great.
Yeah, but if you make them into a sauce, they're awesome. All right, folks.
That's not a raw tomato, though.
Well, you can keep it. You don't have to cook it, I guess. Just mix it in raw with...
little cherry tomatoes, you bite them and they explode in your mouth.
Oh, that's so gross.
Mm.
No, not... Y'all tomato lovers can have at it. Okay, super. That's it for the garden update. Other than the fact that... Did I mention that the carrots, I have so many of them that my wife converted some of the carrots into...
I was actually checking... Yeah, I was checking out your muffins earlier.
Yeah. Hey, that sounds a little rude, Super Don. Did you have permission to check out my muffins?
Oh, is that... Yeah. No, I didn't mean it that way.
Okay, good. I don't even know what that meant, but it just sounded rude. You know what's rude, folks? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is not rude. You're tuning into a great show for health, freedom, and healing liberty. But what is rude is what's going on in California.
And when I think of the word California, I immediately think of the word, yes, it's impolite, it's politically incorrect, but the word is crazy. It's a great alliteration. California crazy. And it really doesn't do justice to what's going on out there. And we'll get to Richard Dickey Pan later in the show, because we're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger tonight, as we do in the middle of the week. But this is about health care, or what they call health care. This is about medical care. This is about medical bills. This is about expenditures if you go to the hospital, or if you go see a doctor, or other medical services. They're all up in a tizzy about the price of health care. Again, wrongly referred to as health care, but I'm just going to give it to them for the sake of, I don't want to argue about that right now. But headline reads in the Los Angeles Times, an ambitious California bill. Right there, you should run. You should move out of California. The moment you hear ambitious and California bill, run! Get out! Because you know they're coming for you and your kid. Yes. You say something, Super Don? I'm just going to carry on until you tell me otherwise. An ambitious California bill would put the state in charge of controlling prices in the commercial health care market. That's it. You think, well, what's wrong with that? That doesn't sound too crazy. They're going to put the state in charge of controlling prices in the commercial health care market, and you don't think that's crazy? Of course, we're so far beyond that already. Why not? In for a penny, go in for a pound. So what are they going to do? They say, we've got to curb the soaring health care expenditures, the spending. People can't afford to go to the hospital. They can't afford to pay their doctor. They can't afford medical services. The bill is backed by labor unions and consumer groups. Why? Well, they're thinking, you know, if the state can, like, artificially lower the prices, they'll all be able to afford it. Like labor unions. Biggest expense they have? Insurance. Which was solved, of course, by Obamacare. Not. And so they're thinking, man, oh man, we could just name the price. It's like, what are those things? Name your price. We have a name your price tool. The California State Legislature, they're going to say, you know what? We know how much medical bills should be, and we're going to tell you what it is. And of course, you're going to destroy what is left of what you perceive to be good health care. I argue it is not, but what you perceive it to be in California. And the doctors are going to be running for the hills. The hospitals are going to go bankrupt. They're going to be turning people away, or they're going to be given less than ideal services, which they're already given, by the way, because what is the third, second, and first leading cause of death? Modern medicine. You've heard about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not pulling any punches. I'm just going to say it like it is. California thinks we need better pricing to take part in the third, second, and first leading cause of death. Not very intelligent in my book. They're going to rein these prices in. They're going to tell them, it's like, name your own price. It's going to be better. And, of course, they'll start rationing based on that because they don't know what the price is. Of course, you've already got third-party bureaucracies in every aspect and element of allopathic medical delivery outside of the doctors who have decided, you know what, I'm moving on. No more insurance for me. No more Medicare. No more Medicaid. I'm not taking part in any of it. We're doing cash concierge practicing. So those might be accepted for a while until they prove to be so successful that the government will fight them, eliminate them, and force them back in or remove their licenses. Now, how do you think this is going to work out? You have a medical monopoly, not just in California, but for the sake of this story, in California. Not a whole heck of a lot of competition, even though there may be some naturopaths out there, there may be a random homeopath out there, but by and large, the insurance schemes, the insurance scams are all directed at allopathic modern medicine, hospital-based, medical doctor license-based. VO is also included in that mix. Maybe they cover some chiropractic. I'm not sure. But regardless, it's a third-party scenario that corrupts the sacred relationship that has long since been gone between the doctor and the patient. And now big government in California says, you know what, we've got third parties in there, but let's just ignore that for now, and let's make those third parties even bigger by dictating to the third parties what can be charged, and the first and the second. Do you know how much it costs for any service that you walk into in a hospital when you go in there? Do you know any service at your doctor's office, what it costs? I mean, is there a large menu? This is the service, this is the cost. Because I'm telling you, years ago, I did this. I've talked about it. Super Don was shocked about it. But started looking at hospitals in case we needed to do a birth in a hospital. How much would it cost to have a birth in a hospital? Okay, this is about 10 plus years ago now. It's maybe changed a little bit in price. But at that time, they said $12,000, all-inclusive, everything's covered, no matter what. C-Sex, doesn't matter. We got you covered, $12,000. I'm like, that seems a little high. What if I don't have insurance? What if I pay you cash? No third party, no middleman, no nothing. We come in here and we need your services. What does it cost? $3,000. Well, let me do the math. That's 25% of the insurance-based cost that it charges your insurance company, your third-party payer, government or otherwise. 25% without any, and listen, let me just say this. This is not eliminating all the other middlemen bureaucracies that they still have in the hospital. Just in this one instance, in this case, I was dealing with them and they said, okay, you're going to pay cash. This is what it costs. I said, well, what does that include? Everything, anything. What if it's a C-section? No problem. That's covered too. That's our cost. 25%. And you think that the state is going to solve it by saying, you know what, that's the real cost. You have to now charge everybody that? No, because they want to make sure that it's an insurance scheme, because the insurance companies, just like the pharmaceutical companies, have a pretty powerful lobby. They don't want to be cut out of this deal. And they are part and parcel to the why, among a number of reasons, modern medicine is so damned expensive. One, it's a monopoly. Two, you pretty much don't know how much it costs because everybody perceives it's too expensive to begin with and you can't afford it without a third-party payer that is mandated by government to cover things you have no interest in to jack up the prices even higher. Where is freedom in the equation? Where is freedom in the proposal from the state legislature as they're putting this forward? Bill 3087, Assembly Bill 3087. We're going to make sure everybody has insurance, and we're going to tell you how much it should cost, how much they can charge. And they think that's actually going to work. Dunderheads. I mean, they're dumber than the people with the degrees who they do know some stuff, even if they don't know the things we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And some of the doctors are figuring out if they eliminate third-party payers, their patients are happier, they're happier. They don't have to pay a bunch of bureaucrats to do what they were trained to do, whether you agree with what they're doing or not. Dangerous, dunderheaded, crazy California is going to destroy what is left of any accessibility to the modern medical monopoly. And I say, hooray, hallelujah, it's about time. People of California, you're going to figure out the best way to circumnavigate this is to begin to grow your own food, grow your own medicine. Use all the cannabis you can for pain and inflammation and swelling. And get those good minerals in the soil that you're growing your food in so that your food will sustain you, because you ain't going to be able to afford hospitals that will no longer be in business after they dictate the pricing that has to be, well, I say paid, but billed to people that don't even know the cost because third parties do it for you. Folks, you want in on the sacred relationship. You don't want out. You don't want government in there. I certainly don't. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, yes, I am fired up, folks. It is 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and occasionally I'll nap through a show, and Super Don takes over, but not tonight. Oh, he'll be in. He'll be in. He's in. Super Don, you got your ears on, your voice working? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm here. Gotcha. He's back. All right. Well, we have and normally when we do an FDA story, we think about the FDA team, right? You produce that great thing based on the A team. But there's a very, very unusual place the FDA is going. And it's more aligned with this.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back, we're high! No, I'm not saying that everybody at the FDA is high, although they probably would benefit if they were. We would all be safer if they were. But the FDA, in fact, wants to do something that I've been telling them and everybody else about for how many years now? I'm not sure. Super Don, this is one of those things. You got annoyed with me because I was going to play and I told you so. And I warned Daniel to run on the board, but he was okay.
One of those interchangeable stories, so it could have gone either way.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of ways we can go with an FDA story, but this time it relates to what? The treaty, the UN treaty on narcotics trafficking, on psychotropic, or I should say psychoactive type drugs. We'll get into that in a moment in the nuances of this article, but we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. If the FDA wants to hear from the experts, and you might be one of those experts, on pot, THC, and CBD. Yes, that's right. The federal government is seeking commentary on cannabis safety and medical uses before it does what? Bans it? Keeps it a Schedule 1? Or option C, presents it to the United Nations World Health Organization. Oh, pray tell, why would they do that? In fact, that's what they want to do. Because, as your humble host, RSB, with the big head, actually I got a pee head, but you know what I mean, has been saying for years, the reason they won't reschedule cannabis is because it's their party to a treaty on drugs trafficking. And they list cannabis, the plant cannabis, in that treaty, and therefore, if the United States is a signatory, which it is, the corporate, not de jure, but corporate United States signatory, they are not going to deschedule because they'd be subject to fines. So they need to now find out from you, is this for real? Is this stuff really medicine, not addictive, not dangerous? And then we'll present it to the World Health Organization. We'll then make its recommendation through the United Nations to alter the treaty and remove cannabis from the restricted narcotic list. I'm not kidding, Super Don. They're actually doing it. Have they been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show? I mean, we had an attorney on when I was at NoCo Hemp Expo over the weekend. I brought up the treaty. He was all over it. I'm like, finally, we got some people talking sense, and that's how we can do it. But in the meantime, don't wait. The states are not. The people are not. What do we now learn? It's like 32 states in the District of Columbia have nullified federal restrictions based on the treaty that they haven't monkeyed with just yet, because the states are not technically party to that treaty. When the United States makes agreements not in pursuance with the Constitution, the states have the obligation to nullify it via the 10th Amendment. And that's what's happened. But if you want the federal government to make it regular, right, regulated across the states, all 50, they're going to have to do this. Go back to the United Nations through the WHO and say, hey, what's up with this? Can we have this altered, removed? Do we need to add it? Is it still bad? Is it good? I mean, there are a bunch of dunderheads to think that it is bad still at this point. And maybe they'll come out no matter what you tell them, and they'll still say, yeah, we should keep it in the treaty. We should keep it. I don't know what they're going to do. But your option now is to get your comment in. And I think you have to do it by April, what is that date? April 20-something here. So we're in the month that it needs to be submitted.
April 23rd.
By the 23rd. And yep. I believe there's a link here, in fact, you can click to and submit your comments, if I'm not mistaken. Do you have that there?
I'm looking.
Check it out.
Here.
I'd like
Was
to
there
see
an
it
actual
there.
Link there? Yeah, it's cannabis now. We've got it posted in the show notes. You can go check it out there. And you now, know, they make one other point here, and I think this is kind of maybe even a silver lining, perhaps.
Okay.
That if this ends up being something that's cleared through the World Health Organization, this may help other countries who are currently.
Yeah.
Living under the situation where it's criminalized. So this may be a trend that we're seeing here in the United States that we may be able to have an impact on globally.
Yeah, there are other countries in South America, I think like Paraguay or Uruguay, has already said, screw these anti-cannabis laws. So the rebellion is on, so the inevitability is they're going to pull cannabis from the treaty in terms of restriction. I don't know what they're going to do about the THC-containing cannabis. We'll see. But in the meantime, the states still have the obligation, the opportunity to nullify, because there is no authority granted to the federal government to ban a plant that God created. It's not there. It's not there, folks. You go find it. Tell me if you can find it. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You can get CBD from hemp, and it is available in all 50 states, despite what some people claim. Go to pluscbdoil.com, and you can order it direct. Enter the code RSB15. RSB15, get 15% off. This is the hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, brought to you by my good friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com. And you can get the Beta 1 3D Glucan, the immune modulator extraordinaire we all use here, Beta Glucan. And you get it at betterwayhealth.com/radio. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. much healthier than anything you get that's approved by the Fear and Death Administration. We talked about last segment that the FDA wants to hear from you. Superdon's going to blast out a direct link if you want to comment on that so they can take those comments to the World Health Organization. And maybe they'll impact the UN treaty on narcotics trafficking and psychotropics and psycho-whatevers. They're all psycho at that level anyway. Don't wait. The states can nullify the feds on this, even if the treaty is not changed. But if you expect the federal government to deschedule prior to the treaty changing, you're waiting. Don't hold your breath. Wait until that happens. It's going to happen inevitably, but I don't want you to wait. Now, what we got to do is deal with the realities that, let's see, under the last 2 years of the Obama administration, Super Don, did we have a Republican-controlled House and Senate? I just don't recall when the Republican... Did they come in just with Trump, or was the last 2 years of Obama he had to deal with Republicans on
gosh,
both houses?
I'm trying to remember.
I know. I don't remember at this point.
I want to say that things turned over with Trump coming in. I don't think we had a Republican House and Senate during Obama's presidency. I could be wrong.
All right, well, you know, because I don't want to blame, you know, like in California, you can blame the Democrats, and you're right every time. But on the federal level, there's some mixing and matching going on, and there are establishment Dems and Repubs that are to blame for just about everything.
Well, and I subscribe to, what was that book that Jesse Ventura put out? It was the Democrips and the
Republicrats,
Bloodlickens, like the Crips and the
Bloodlickens.
Yeah. I don't differentiate. There's a few people that I'll go, okay, yeah, these guys are you know, closer to where I would be on things. But for the most part, I don't see a huge amount of difference between the two.
Yeah, it's funny. One of the guys, was it Jonathan Miller? I apologize, I can't remember. I interviewed so many people at the NoCo Hemp Expo. He was one of the attorneys, smart guy, good guy and everything, nice man. I really enjoyed his company when we were all hanging out. And he had said when we were just chatting off the air, he said, you know, his good friend in Kentucky is Thomas Massey. And the guy that I interviewed is a Democrat leftist liberal. He's self-avowed, he says. He ran for governor, didn't win. He didn't win, not in Kentucky. And Thomas Massey's his friend, but he basically says, I disagree with Thomas Massey on just about everything except hemp. Right, and cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, man, you can be a liberal if you want. You can desire the nanny state if you want, but it's not for me. And that's where we're going to leave it. And, of course, he just smiled. He knows exactly where I was coming from because he asked me, are you a libertarian? I said, well, I don't affiliate with any party in particular, but he got it pretty quickly. And those that like Massey or even Rand Paul and a few others, we know that have that basic principled context from which they look at the world. They may or may not have much impact in the big scheme of things, but I'm glad they're there. I'd rather have them there than not, right? I loved it when Ron Paul was there, Dr. No, and the things that he did. He really was educating, even if he didn't have direct impact on a lot of legislation. That, to me, was the long game, long haul. Now they've got Campaign for Liberty and Young Americans for Liberty, I think it is, as well, YAL, to kind of set the stage for the future. That's good. We got to play long ball here. But in terms of Congress playing the long ball on drugs, I don't think they're going to be around. They're going to be alive long enough to see what the long ball results in. Now, if we do a short-term discussion here about opiates, the opiate drug crisis, we find that stopping them, apparently now a study has found, like Vicodin, fentanyl patches, you stop taking them, you stop using them, your pain hasn't gotten any better. It's the same. And when you get off of them, in fact, the pain might actually get better, ironically. And, you know, this is sort of a long-term study because it's like long-term use of opioids doesn't change the pain. I'm like, what's the whole point of the drug category then? Of course, initially they sold it. It was not going to be addictive. Of course, that was a lie. The FDA bought the lie. And then we come to find out it's the most addictive and dangerous and deadly of many drug categories that are, not as addictive, but certainly as deadly, but this might be deadlier. 60,000 Americans a year now dying to opioid addiction, overdosing. How does this happen? And then you find out, well, we pull them off of it. Oh, thank God, they're off of it. But what about their initial pain? Well, it's not any better. Well, what was the point? Well, if you shut down pain receptors like they do with these opioids, you shut down the communication tool your body uses to say, hey, we're in trouble down here. Send us some stuff to cleanse this garbage out of here. Let's clean it up. Let's heal it. Let's repair it. Okay? The classic automobile reference is the warning light tells you to change the oil if you have one of those. Right? You go to the mechanic, he says, I'm just going to unplug the light bulb. So, hey, it's gone, right? You don't know to change the oil anymore. The drug takes away the warning light. That's all it did. And worse than that, in fact, it addicts you. It destroys your liver, your kidneys, your what? Intestinal motility to the point of deadly constipation. Then they give you the drug for OIC, opioid-induced constipation. OIC, OIC, OIC. It's crazy stuff. We live in a crazy upside-down, inside-out, drug-infested, drug-induced world. California may be the worst of them, based on what we opened today. So you stop the opioids. Big surprise, your pain is not gone. It might only start to get better when you come off of those drugs. Where are the cannabinoids? Well, we can't have that because the UN treaty says, well, you're not allowed to make it legal on the federal level. So the states nullify it. And states that have nullified federal prohibitions against cannabis are finding opioid deaths, addiction, destruction rates dropping as much as 15%, maybe more. And they're still scratching their head going, oh, I wonder what Jeff Sessions thinks. Don't talk to Jeff Sessions. You're not going to get anywhere on this thing. Although, Mitch McConnell, they got to him. We talked about that from the NoCo Hemp Expo. I had great interviews. Go back and listen. They were some of the most incredible group of interviews that I've ever done in one weekend at an event like that. We learned a whole lot of what's going on behind the scenes. So thrilling to have that happen. But we look for fault. We look for blame. We love to point fingers here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right, Super Don? I always blame you for something. So wait, no, that's a different show. No, I don't. Do I do that?
No.
I don't think I do. No. I think I yelled at Daniel once. That's why he's quiet now. Or was it McKenzie? I don't know. I try not to do that. But if we look at the article by our good friend John Rappaport, we learn about the opioid crisis that we're in. And we go back to 2016, and this is why I asked Super Don, I don't know if it was on the break or before when we got here at this point. What happened in 2016? Was there a Republican Congress, Republican Senate, along with Obama as a Democrat? Or does it matter? Would it have mattered? Probably not. Headline reads, U.S. government colludes in mass deaths by opioids. Get the truth out and spread it. Our good buddy John Rappaport wrote it. We have it linked up in the show notes. It's right there, published at robertscottbell.com. 2 million opioid addicts in the U.S. 300,000 deaths since the year 2000 in the United States. That's not to all medical drugs, just the opioid class. Significant percentage of human carnage resulting from illegal distribution of the opioids. And guess where this originated? In the year 2016, a law signed by Obama shackled the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, in its efforts to crack down on big pharma traffickers. This was called Ensuring Patient Access and Effective Drug Enforcement Act of 2016, passed with flying colors. It was not controversial. And you know what's interesting about that? Did you see somewhere in this article, he talked about this flying through because it wasn't controversial. And you know how it is? Usually you throw a bill out there, they debate it, it isn't that. No, they fast-tracked it because nobody was against it. It sounded great. We're going to make accessibility. We're going to ensure patient access. We're going to have effective drug enforcement. Turns out it did the opposite. It shackled the DEA. Not that I'm a big fan of DEA, but if they were to even try to go after the pharmaceutical companies that are flooding those independent, far out of the way, rural pharmacies with more pills than there are people there for the explicit distribution illegally, ultimately, they can't go after them. Thank you, Barack Obama. Thank you for whoever wasn't signed on to this, Democrat or Republican, in 2016 in Congress. Unintended consequences. They said, well, there was no controversy here. I'm much more concerned about the bills that they put through that are not controversial than I am about the controversial ones. And this is why. Because if it isn't controversial, it means it has been written in such a slick way that it has smoked everybody right and left. And that's what happened here. The DEA can't even enforce the laws against these opioids because of Obama signing it. Maybe they didn't know. But is that an excuse? Will they say ignorance of the law is no excuse? Well, it is in this case because they're wholly ignorant. Or maybe they were already on drugs. And if they weren't already on those drugs, they were on the drug money. They pushed it through.
Which is a drug.
Which is a drug. Yes, right? Money is a drug, right? Yep. They said it was a crowning achievement of the multifaceted campaign by the drug industry to weaken aggressive DEA enforcement efforts against drug distribution companies that were supplying corrupt doctors and pharmacists who peddled opioid narcotics to the black market. The industry worked behind the scenes with lobbyists and key members of Congress to pass this law, pouring more than $1 million into their election campaigns. The money, the drug money, was flowing. To Republicans and Democrats, nobody stood against this to see what was happening. If anybody did, if Massey said anything, I don't know. I didn't hear anything at the time. It sailed through. No controversy. Folks, it went through unanimous consent because nobody was against it. Because they were all unaware of what the bill would do when they signed it into law. Michael Botticelli, who led the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy at the time, said neither the Department of Justice nor the DEA objected to the bill, removing a major obstacle to the president's approval. Why aren't they trying to repeal this, Super Don? Now they know. They know the effect of this law. They can't even go after the drug industry that's perpetuating addiction and death. The pharmaceutical industrial complex rides again. It's alive and well, but it's not for those who are on the opioids. Where is your Congress? Where is your Democrat? Where is your Republican? Where is your Libertarian? To repeal this act that hamstrung the DEA to stop Big Pharma from perpetuating the deadly lies and the pills that come out of them. Find them. Good luck finding them. In the meantime, you just say no.
Great
different.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Oh man, I'm happy in my hemp t-shirt tonight, Super Don. It feels great. Got this at, I wish I knew who the vendor was that had this. She was so sweet. She gave me the shirt, the organic hemp t-shirt, and it talks about all the ecological benefits, biodegradable, all that stuff. And
cool.
We're making some moves. We're making some hemp moves. I like it. Upcoming events, the Alive Expo Atlanta, April 21st, 22nd. Not this weekend, but the following weekend. Hot Atlanta! You better be hot by then. I'm looking forward to it. See my mom, Grandma Mickey will be there, and you, hopefully you. And if you want to get in for free, just go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Scroll down, get your free tickets. There are specific codes you have to use and enter in the right way, the right link, the right place. RSV18 is the code, but you got to know where to put it. So it's all there. Upcoming Total Health 2018, Toronto, Canada. Hello, my Canadian friends. Looking forward to seeing you there May 11, 12, 13. We get Best Answer for Cancer May 17th through 19th in Orlando. Treating Cancer with Cannabis, Detroit, Michigan, June 3rd. U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10, 11, 12. Buddhist Medicine in Curacao, August 5th through the 11th. Use the code RSB or RB0700 when you register. All that's in the show notes. I don't have to go on from there. Next hour, we got Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box together as we do this time of the week. Now, I was just traveling through the TSA screening system, and it's just getting more ridiculous all of the time. And they made me take out my wraps. I was going to say my muffins, but I didn't travel with my muffins. I left them at home. You never know when they're going to come after your muffins.
You know, I've heard stories about the TSA wanting to stick their hands in people's muffins.
Muffins, exactly.
But, you know, it's
don't let
like,
them do it, folks.
Yeah.
So I get there, and I hear them starting to tell people, take out your snacks. You got any snacks? Take them out.
You're like, why? You hungry?
I know. I'm like, you guys not being fed? You getting no lunch breaks? What's going on here?
These are my snacks. Leave my snacks.
I get up there to the lady. I'm like, you want to see my wraps? These are my organic wraps my wife made me. Don't take them. And then you come to find out, I'm looking at this, and it's out of Denver, and I think that's the airport I went through, and that's where they were pulling snacks out. They were screening snacks. And there's a headline, screening snacks may be part of stricter airport security. Maybe. It was. Is there some kind of Al-Qaeda or some kind of reference to using snack food as a weapon? Am I missing
one? No, you might have an exploding candy bar. I mean, I suppose it's possible. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's funny. When I first saw this headline, I was thinking, whatever. It was just my brain was in a certain place at that point in time. But when I saw that, say, TSA screening snacks, I thought it was like, you know, during the screening, because it takes so long, they were providing snacks for people,
that's
right?
That's what I thought, too. But I got up there and I thought they were confiscating them.
Here, want a donut? And so then I read it, and I'm going, all right. So now I guess people would pack snacks in their bag, and then they put the bag on it. But now I guess they're wanting you to actually take the snacks, like whatever it is, like candy bars or trail mix or potato chips or something, and they're wanting you to actually take it out of the bag separately, kind of like they do with your laptop, right?
Right.
And so you're saying this is what happened to you.
It did. It absolutely actually happened to me. I had to pull out my wraps and, you know, whatever else I had is organic snacks. And, you know, the thing is, it's like all they do is they throw out snacks, like snack bags when you're on the airplane.
Yeah, those are previously screened snacks, I guess. I don't know. You know, with this whole TSA thing, the thing that I find interesting is, if you remember, in fact, even one of the intros that we've got, I think the one we played perhaps it begins, but I know it's one we have currently. Mm-hmm. We have that clip in there, a couple of them. One of them asking Hillary Clinton, "Would you submit, to this type of pat down?" She's like, "Nah, I wouldn't. Why would I?" And then we've got the other clip of Ron Paul, who's going, "You know, enough is enough," and that was in reference to the TSA. Yeah. And I know that was a big story, if you remember, for a long time. People really talking about the process that you have to go through when you go through TSA, and they're sticking their hands down your pants, you know, and you're going
through
the...
Let's ask Hillary. Do you remember that, when we brought that up, Hillary?
I guess she does. So my question is, why is that not something people are offended by anymore? They've just gotten used to it.
Well, that's the whole point. They wear you down over time. Folks, don't be a sheeple. Don't let the TSA eat your snacks. You never know what's going to happen. But I don't know. What are we going to do? You know what we're going to do? Next hour, we're going to hang out with Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box together. It's the replay weekend coming up. We'll announce that, about the truth about pet cancer and more. Because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers: it works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules, as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from?
Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.